This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
My daughter said that somebody stuck their tongue out at her yesterday at recess, and she was pretty fired up about it.
Kids can be so mean on the playground.
It's not that mean, though. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, the kid could have wanted, like, a popsicle. It might not have even been directed at her. If you can't handle, you gotta toughen up.
That's true.
I'm not for bullying by any stretch.
No, but you should be for standing up for yourself or not caring.
Yeah, like water off a duck. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I thought like some of the schoolyard chirps that we used to throw at each other didn't make a whole bunch of sense. And I wanted to see if you were willing to go head to head in like a school ground chirp off.
Sure. I've never done this before. Like, I've never gotten into a schoolyard fight.
Oh, please.
I'm serious.
You're pretending like you were like Little Miss Angel on the playground.
I was.
I bet you were ruthless.
Wow, thanks for bringing it up. I actually would hang out by myself on the tire swing and sing all of Shania Twain's album.
Well, this
by
is gonna,
myself.
This is going to be easy then.
Your shoes are stupid.
I'm not even wearing. I took my shoes off.
I thought we were pretending we were on a playground. We're not?
Oh, no, it's actual church.
Oh.
Like, for example, you can't even match your nail polish color, idiot.
That's a good one.
You have one really long whisker hanging out the side of your cheek.
That's not really a schoolyard. Like,
what?
What kind of kid has a facial hair issue?
So I have to pretend you're a child still?
Kinda.
What?
Well, it's something that you'd say on a playground, but that you're saying in real life right now.
You stink.
Hey, good one.
Thank you.
Bet you wish your hair was longer.
Wow, is that a wart on your finger? Gross. I'm telling everyone you have cooties. Extra cooties.
Okay, fine. I'll tell everyone I got it from you.
But you didn't.
Who knows? Speaking of nose.
Speaking of nose, you.
Yours is bigger.
I know you are, but what am I?
No one knows, nose girl.
At least I'm not a nose on legs. Also, what'd you name your wart? Walter? Hi, Walter. How's it feel being on the body of a nerd? Oh, you can't say anything besides my nose.
Right below it.
What?
Sick breath, loser.
How come no one ever has a camera out when I'm doing good deeds? You know, all these stories going viral, people paying for people's food, helping senior citizens. What about me? I do it all the time.
Okay, this is
whip
tell me
your phone out.
This is tell me something good, not tell me something, Lisa.
Okay.
Let's go.
So, there are 5 teenage boys that are being praised as hometown heroes in their town. They live in Idaho, but they were driving and they were on their way to play basketball when the person driving said, there's an old man like laying on the sidewalk.
Probably having a good nap.
No, he fell over and he hurt his knee. And he couldn't get up, so all 5 teenagers get out, help him to get back to his house. Not only that, but they also helped clean his wounds with rubbing alcohol. And yeah, some woman named Erica caught it on camera, and that's how it went viral. Erica, follow me around for a day. Come on.
Tell me something good.
Saved a lot of older people from falls lately, have you?
Yesterday, I picked up garbage on my walk.
Okay. Time for Flower Shop Friday. Old Town Road, everybody's pretty hype about that. So I decided to get a florist on the phone. I've already done this because this part would have taken way too long. You wouldn't have been interested. I got her to write down the lyrics to a bunch of Old Town Road, Lil Nas X's song, and read that back to me. And since I've gone into the production studio and put it together. So it's actually Old Town Road.
Remix.
But it's the new version featuring a florist that had no idea what was going on. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
Thomas the florist.
Oh, pretty good, thanks. And you?
Pretty good, and thanks on you.
No. Pretty good.
I'm so excited.
You? Take it away, florist.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more.
Yeah, yeah.
I got the horses in the back. Tack is attached. Hat is matte black. got the boots, that's black to match. Riding on a horse, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been off that porch. Can't nobody tell me nothing. Can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. Can't tell me nothing. Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. Is that good? Okay.
Yeah. Perfect. Pretty good.
And you?
Flower shop. Flower Shop Friday.
Powered by Turkass Kebab House. Authentic Lebanese and Turkish cuisine.
Hot mornings, Ryder and Lisa. Thank you for checking out the show. Couldn't help but notice last night on social media, our weekend guy was down at the theater. So no spoilers, but we're going to check in with him for a bit of a review.
Hey, how's it going, Ryder?
Good. All right, let's get to it. One of the biggest movies ever debuted last night. You were lucky enough to head down and check it out. What do you got?
Yeah, honestly, like I went to the theater last night. It was Avengers Endgame. It just got released. There was a ton of people there. They were all having a great time. I even saw some people dressed as the Avengers. That was pretty cool.
Right on. And how was the movie? Like, just give it a rating out of 10.
Oh, honestly, like if I could give it a better than a 10 out of 10, I would. But, you know, the floors weren't sticky or around the theater, and like I got some great popcorn when I was there. Like they put the perfect amount of butter on it.
So, wait, did you actually go and see the movie Endgame, or are you just reviewing the actual theater?
No, I saw people going into Endgame. Like it, you know, it's a big movie. A lot of people were going into to watch Endgame.
You forgot to buy tickets, didn't you?
They might have been sold out, but like,
well, thank you.
Thanks for trying.
Hey, thank you for the great review. I'm sure everybody appreciates it fully.
Oh, you know, no problem.
Ariana Grande went last night. Our very own Hannah, who now hosts the show after 9 a.m., went and checked out the concert.
Floor seats.
Okay, so we were looking at the Hot 107 Edmonton Instagram stories that you were posting, and I was like, okay, Hannah's basically on stage with Ariana.
I'm such a fan. I was her for Halloween. Like, I'm the biggest Ariana Grande fan, so I couldn't not go to the show.
Right. Yeah, for sure. So,
did she smell like coconuts and freedom?
I couldn't smell her from where I was sitting. I wish that I could.
Okay.
But the pony was the highest pony I have ever seen, and it stayed in place the whole time.
Whenever I think of her ponytail, I wonder how much that thing costs.
What? You know what?
$4,000.
It's an extension, right? Extensions.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard that she actually like travels with her sister, who they make grow out her hair so that it's like genetically the same and it looks exactly the same.
She doesn't even have a sister.
That sounds made up.
Yeah, you made that up. Nice try. But I do believe that they carry her hair extension pony like in a glass case.
Her sister's hair, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Not her sister's. Okay.
It's insured.
It's definitely insured.
Yeah.
Tell us about her vocal performance.
Absolutely amazing. Like, she sounds exactly like her songs. Like, I almost thought that she was lip syncing because it was that good, but like, there would be little things that were different.
She'd change.
It was so good.
And she danced around in her heels the whole time, right?
Yes, she did. I think there were about 3 or 4 outfit changes.
It's a good thing she sounded exactly like her songs and not exactly like she sounded in the kids' TV show Sam and Cat, where she does a very annoying voice most of the time.
Can you impersonate that voice?
Something. It's like a sick Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Okay, so make sure you guys stick around. One of our throwback songs is going to play right away. Hannah will be in just after 9. I'm sure she'll talk more about Ariana. Check out our Instagram story.
Mm-hmm. Where
like, rich seats, rich.
Rich.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded. The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.